the Tool Man, Taylor. Welcome to the Tool Time. And of course, you all know my assistant, Al Borland.
Thank you. Well, this year, we're kicking off Halloween week with a very special event, pumpkin racing.
That's right. On this very ramp here, Al and I will be racing our pumpkins in the first annual Tool Time Gordorama. Well, you all ready?
I was born ready.
Interesting. Let's compare our pumpkin mobiles.
Here you are, Tim.
Okay. Well, mine first. Thank you. Well, I built my Borland Beauty according to the rules set down by the Pumpkin Racing Council of Manhattan Beach, California. It runs on independent axles, and it is powered entirely by gravity.
And nobody knows more about gravity than Al. Take a look. Take a look at this bad boy. Yeah. This is a graphite tube frame, independent suspension, and under the hood, a two-cycle ethanol-powered chain subway.
Excuse me, Tim, but according to the pumpkin racing bylaws, section 1, paragraph 1, word 1, no engines allowed.
Oh, mon Dieu.
Well, sure, you can joke, but for 7 years you've been putting an engine in everything you can think of, and then you have an unfair advantage.
All right, tell you what. How about I give you a head start?
Great.
Al?
Nice advantage.
Gentlemen, start your pumpkin.
Alright, I'll be there. Bye.
Who's that?
One of the guys on the soccer team's having some people over for Halloween. He just wanted to tell me what to bring.
You know, I don't think that Mark has any plans on Halloween. Could you take him along with you?
Mom, I'm supposed to bring the chips, not the dip.
Randy, what about you and Lauren? You're going to a costume party, right?
Yeah, we're going as the scariest people we could think of. Republicans.
Well, why don't you take Mark along with you?
That's a little too scary.
Hi, sweetie.
How are you?
So I heard that Al creamed you in the pumpkin race.
You know, that's the trouble with Halloween in this country. There's too much emphasis on winning.
I'm worried about Mark spending Halloween alone in the house here, you know, worse, with that weird new friend of his, Ronnie.
He's been moping around the house a lot lately.
Yeah.
What's the matter with him? When I was his age, I was always doing productive stuff, you know? Whether it was reading car magazines or... It's really all that I ever did.
Hey.
Hey, Mark.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Ronnie.
Just back from Glee Club?
I need to borrow the video camera.
What for?
Well, Ronnie and I are in a film class, and we're making a movie.
A movie?
Wait, wait, let me guess. A fun-filled romp with some musical interlude numbers. Fred Astaire and... Ethel Mertz.
It's a horror film.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, I was hoping the whole family could be in it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Gosh, I haven't acted since high school. Of course, that was just a couple of years ago. That was a joke.
Good one. Come on, Ronnie. Let's go work on the script.
Nice talking to you, Ronnie.
Well, it was encouraging. I mean, he's finally interested in something, and it's going to include the whole family. It's good.
Little problem, though.
What?
My contract demands.
Which would be?
I don't work cheap. I do not do nude scenes. Unless it's integral to the plot.
Ready?
Yeah, wait. Yeah.
Okay. We're rolling. Halloween film. Take three. And action.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Hi, sweetie. How was your day at the office, Jim?
Peachy. Well, say, got the Dithers account. Which means that washer-dryer combo is all yours.
What a fella. Now we can be the family of tomorrow today.
Look, it's our two sons, Chad and Andy.
Hey, great news, Mom and Pop. As you know, I'm very athletic, and today, as always, I scored the winning touchdown.
Cracker Jack, son!
That's wonderful! Have a cookie!
Thank you.
And how was your day, Andy?
Dandy! I've been accepted into Harvard and every other college in the Western Hemisphere.
That's wonderful! Have a cookie!
We certainly are blessed to have two such smart children.
No, Father, it is we who are blessed.
Because we have such great parents.
And cut.
Ew. Honey, are you sure you want it that exaggerated?
No, it was perfect. Come on, Ronnie, let's get the backyard from that scene.
I thought this was supposed to be a horror film.
You know, it's just one scene.
Yeah.
And for all we know, this may be a piece of cinema history.
No, it's a piece of something.
Come on, we're doing this to help Mark out. And you know what? Just for starting out, I think it's a pretty damn good movie.
Not surprising, considering your favorite film is Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Hey, that movie was important. It was about relationships.
If this movie is bad, Mark is just going to be devastated, and then he's going to go back to moping around all the time.
Jill, you're jumping again. This movie, it's bound to get better.
It could just be that, you know, it just starts out with the happy family.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once you get to know and love us, yeah, we get terrorized by blood-sucking cannibals.
Perfect.
Rip off our flesh and eat us alive.
A love story. I like it. Let me in. Let me in. Let me in.
Your face is all smushed.
You could drive a truck up that nostril.
These things are great.
Well, heidi ho, tater tears.
Whoa, cool dude, Wilson.
So aerodynamic.
Well, actually, I'm dressed as a mad scientist for my scene in Mark's movie. You know, he's a very talented director.
Do you really think so?
Uh-huh. He was very clear. He knew exactly what he wanted. I think it's going to be an excellent movie.
What's the movie about?
I have no idea.
Neither do we. I just hope it's good to get some positive response.
Yeah, then maybe you'll come out of a shell, feel more comfortable socially.
Well, the teen years are difficult, but we always manage to get through them. You know, when I was Mark's age, my parents thought that I was an odd duck, and look at me now. Well, I finished.
What did you do?
I modified it for my rematch with Al. Oh, this is the only Gordon in the city with an anti-sway bar on it.
thought modifying was how you got in trouble in the first place.
I don't think so. I think it's how Al built that track. Come take a look at some old tool times with me. We'll look at that episode in slow motion.
Okay.
This is a classic library, honey. Repairing a gas heater.
Or how to blow up a house.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Veneering a table.
How to glue a board to your head.
Suburban House of Horrors.
Is that the one where you burned down the garage or filled the basement with sewage?
This is Mark's movie.
Ooh.
Where is he?
He's asleep.
Really?
Too bad. We promised him we wouldn't look at it.
Otherwise, we could watch it and make sure he's on the right track.
Get a better feel for our characters.
For better performances in future scenes.
Oh, well, we made a promise.
We always keep our promises.
Do we?
Not always.
I don't think so.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Hi, sweetie.
It's black and white. I look good in black and white.
Unfortunately, I have to live with you in color.
Perfect parents, the perfect sons, the perfect family. Except for the family member they ignore, the outcast, the forgotten son, Clark. But Clark's got a plan, and when he's done, they'll be sorry. Very sorry.
Who's Clark?
Hello, Dr. Wilsonstein. I need a potion.
What is your pleasure, Clark?
I need something that will make my family look as weird as they think I am.
The number 6, selling like hotcakes today.
You rang, Dr. Wilsonstein?
Who's that?
That is my assistant, Al Gore. He assists me. Al Gore, I need 4 of my special face-distorting potions. I see you sampled one yourself.
I don't think so, Doc.
I don't think I like where this is going.
Thanks to Dr. Wilsonstein, I've turned my horrible family into zombies. Now I have the whole house to myself.
Oh, Clark.
Well, almost to myself.
More Rufy?
Don't mind if I do.
Let me in. Let me in. Let me in.
Clark. Parents.
What are you going to do about them, Clarky?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. It's time to say goodbye to them. Forever.
This is frightening.
This twist is morbid. This kid's great.
I thought that Mark was behaving strangely. This is worse than anything I ever imagined.
What are you talking about? He wanted to make a hideous movie. He delivered big time. This stuff is great.
No. This film is about a boy who thinks that his parents pay for his brothers, so he turns them into freaks and kills them.
It's a great premise.
It's not a premise. It's the way he feels about us.
Oh, stop that. It's not how he feels about us. We don't favor Brad and Randy. It's just simple Halloween fun, honey.
No, this is obviously a boy who has some issues. We need to talk to him.
No, we're not going to talk to him.
Why not?
He's finally interested in something. Let's not screw up something he's excited about.
He's excited about killing us.
At least it's something.
Mom, Dad, we're almost ready for your scene.
Hey,
creepy.
This is great. I can't wait to do the scene. And look at this. These little wax heads. They look just like Randy and Brad.
Gosh, this is awful. I mean, look at this altar and the heads and the basket and the fog. It's giving me the willies.
But he's decapitated his brothers in such a fun, creative way. We're not dead yet. Mark just wanted to see how our heads would look in a basket.
You know, I've often wondered that myself.
We're gonna go get our costumes on.
If you were gonna be executed, how would you dress?
Very slowly.
Do you think that there's any chance that Mark really wants to...
whack us? I think you got the issues, Jim.
I know. What am I thinking? He loves us. He's our son. He'd never even think of something like that.
Ready to die.
Mark. Look, you know, just because it's a horror film doesn't mean that everybody has to die. You could make it more upbeat, you know, go another way. Dance. Have them do some kind of sing-along.
You're an actor, not a dancer. Your job is to say the lines.
Okay, let's die.
Yeah, you first.
Good. Gee, thanks, Ronnie. You always want a clean surface for a beheading.
Hey, let me look at that blade there. Let me see this.
All right. Now, I hope you're using hard rubber, because that plastic looks so cheesy.
This is a real blade.
What? This is a little dangerous, Mark. Come on now.
It's only for this shot. I need the light reflecting off the blade.
Well, what about latex or something?
Roll the camera. And action.
Cut!
Stop, cut! You ruined my shot.
Well, I'm sorry. You have to come inside and talk to us now. Let me have that thing.
I have to finish my movie.
Well, just talk inside for a second. We'll be right back out. Hold still, Ronnie.
We made this quick. I got a picture to shoot.
No. We are not going back out there until we've had a talk. Oh, this movie has us very concerned.
Why?
Because it's about a boy named Clark who thinks his parents favor his brother, so he gives him a potion and turns them into freaks and kills them.
Too much information.
I don't...
You watched my movie?
Yes, we did. I'm sorry. We shouldn't have without your permission, but now that we have seen it, we're very worried about you.
Fight!
No. The reason your mom's upset is she thinks that the movie's really about... how you feel about us. And if that's true, there's a problem here, Mark.
It's just a movie.
Yeah, but in the movie, the lead character feels that his parents favor his brothers, Chad and Andy.
And your mom thinks that sounds a tad bit like Brad and Randy.
Well, then you put your father on a chopping block and go after him with a real blade.
You think I wanted to kill you?
Well, no, of course not. No, I would... Maybe. I don't know. We don't know what's going on with you lately.
Nothing's going on. I mean, it's just a movie.
For the last couple of months, you've been really quiet and withdrawn.
Maybe that's just how I am. You know, I'm not like Brad and Randy.
Nobody's asking you to be like Brad and Randy. You're different. That's okay.
Doesn't seem okay.
What do you mean?
I mean, you don't like my clothes. You don't like my friends.
Okay. Look, it is hard to come downstairs one morning and find your son suddenly dressing all the time in nothing but black clothes.
And with black nail polish.
But, you know, given some time, we're adjusting to that.
What about Ronnie?
It might take a little longer to adjust to that.
Look, honey, just because I may not like one of your friends, or your movie is so good that it freaks me out, doesn't mean that I don't love you as much as I love your brothers. And we want to support you in whatever it is that interests you.
You're not just saying that?
No, of course not.
We're your parents. We're here to help.
You really want to help?
Yeah.
Let me chop off your heads.
Okay. As long as it's okay with your mom.
How can we deny our youngest son the simple joy?
But let's use the hard rubber blade, okay?
Yeah. He's gonna be all right.
He's gonna be fine.
I hope he didn't continue to be, you know, shutting us out.
No, this movie's a good expression form for him. It's great. He's talking to us.
That's true. And he did tell us something about what he's feeling.
Yes.
We know he doesn't really want to kill us.
On the other hand, I wouldn't turn my back on Ronnie.
One more shot.
Mark, can you take these doggies off our faces? They're kind of hot.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, Ronnie. Just move the basket a little closer to the cauldron.
Yeah. I feel so much lighter.
Yeah, me too. That pain I was having in my back, gone.
No engines allowed.
Oh, mon dieu. I will just have to incur the wrath of the pump.
Look, just because we may be having a problem with one of your friends, or your movie's so good that it freaks us out, doesn't mean that we don't love you every bit as much.